Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, 2 weeks ago, Colonial Pipeline was shut down. And on the East Coast, we lost 45% of our gas and oil. Cars and trucks without fuel. Ransomware thieves were given $4.4 million, which paid them to turn the oil faucet back on. I said in my program 2 weeks ago, and I quote, "Ransom thieves are likely to be a big problem in years ahead." Well, it didn't take long. Last week, there was an attack on JBS, the world's biggest meat company. They shut down briefly until paid. And this problem has been around for a while, but we didn't see much press on it. And I don't even think the federal government paid much attention. Well, that's starting to change. We need to prioritize cybersecurity. We can't have the thousands of crooked people stealing from all the hardworking and important companies. One positive bit of news is that we were able to steal back more than $2 million from the Colonial Pipeline thieves. There are some things that will get our attention. It becomes personal when you can't fuel your car, or you may not even be able to get a hamburger. Related to the ransomware attacks is the realization that corruption is running rampant in so many countries around the world. President Biden said last week, I quote, "Combating corruption is a core U.S. national security interest," end of quote. Corrupt oligarchs around the world use shell companies to hide their dollars. Fighting this will not be easy. Nations must work together. Last week, 7 industrialized nations, including the United States, agreed to work for reform of global tax system. This is a world problem. 50 of our largest corporations pay no taxes. Well, the group of 7 agreed to levy a minimum tax of 15% on multinational corporations. And British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak said, and I quote, "We have reached a historical agreement to reform the global tax system to make it fit for the global digital age," end of quote. Well, I say, let's close the door on those tax havens. They just keep getting richer, and they pay no taxes. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.